two girls and a bottle of wine.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard you're 65 for really.
Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine.
We're back.
We're back in the basement on a Monday that could be considered happy. Notice I didn't say happy Monday. I'm working on
good
it.
Good job.
Yeah. And July's almost over. Everyone's talking about how
that
fall's around the corner, and I don't want to hear it.
I went shopping, and there were sweaters in stores. That's a bad sign for me.
Dang. No.
Yeah.
I like the boots, and I like fall. But I want to hang on to summer.
I feel like I never even got a chance to get tan.
I know. I know. Me too.
I think I put on a bathing suit once this entire summer.
And I own so many bathing suits. I'm like, why do I own these? I live in Colorado.
I have a pool.
There's like 2 months of the year that we can go swimming. You know? Ugh. Anyway, we're back. Me and Ashley, what have you been up to?
Same old, same old.
Any crazy New York stories?
Not really.
I don't believe you.
No, there really wasn't. You know, the past couple weekends, our friends were in town, so it's really just been Joey and I.
How's that?
It's been nice. This was the first weekend they were back, and we definitely made up for it.
How's Papa Jim? Is he recovered completely? Good to go?
Yeah, apparently. He's
still not communicating with you.
Well, he's got a lot going on this time of year.
I know,
so
I know.
I'll hear from him, like, Thanksgiving time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Wow. Yeah. Is the housing market, because he's in real estate, right? Mm-hmm. Is the housing market going crazy up there too?
I think that my mom said it's definitely like bouncing back.
Like we had a house across the street from here that was like on sale for like a week and then sold.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, they say that it comes in like lulls. Like there's like six, seven year like spans. So we're due for it. Which stinks because I really, really wanted to buy a house before it started creeping back up there.
Yeah, but you don't know where you're going to live.
I know.
Anyway, let's not focus on that. So I just got back from a whole week of vacation.
I know. I'm jealous.
Yeah, you should be. Because I was super, like, relaxed.
I didn't hear from you at all.
I know. Outside of Facebook, I really didn't do much on my phone. And I only did Facebook so that everyone knew.
You were alive? Because it would be alarming if you weren't on Facebook.
Right. I'm one of those people. I'm a Facebook whore. I went to Missouri to see the family. And my goal, every time I go there, I'm just bored out of my mind. Like, we sit and stare at each other and watch TV and stare at each other, and sometimes I'll go out and rent movies, and then my parents complain about the movies, like, oh, that's a little risque, and I'm like, oh. So this time, my brother was in town, which is very rare that we're both in town at the same time, so I'm like, we're going to be super busy, you know? This is the first time that my dad lives in one town and my mother lives in the other, and so this is the first time that I've ever had that, and it actually helped, because I could alternate days, and I kept each day moving. Like, one day, okay, Dad, we're going to go do this with my brother, and then the next day, okay, brother, we're going to go do this with Mom, and just alternating, and it flew by. Flew by.
That's always nice when you have set plans, but at the same, but depending on how you want to spend your vacation, right? Because, like, if I go on vacation, I want no plans. I want my days. I want to forget what day it is.
That's how I am when I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or somewhere nice to relax. But this was like going home.
Right.
Didn't want any drama. Didn't want any boredom. There's not a lot to hang out and, like, sit by the ocean or anything. They have lakes there. But it was awesome. We spent a whole day riding roller coasters.
I saw that.
I freaking love roller coasters.
I hate roller coasters.
Yeah, Steve doesn't like them either. My brother's wife doesn't like them, and my mom doesn't like them. So we ditched all of them. Me, my brother, and my dad all went. And the first one we rode was a new one at this park that we grew up going to. It's a wooden roller coaster. It goes 68 miles an hour. And it corkscrews, and you end up upside down, and I was not expecting it. Oh, like, afterwards, I was like, I might be too old for these. But I went ahead and persevered and went through all the others, and then ended up riding that one a couple more times. And, oh, I love it. I hope I never get too old for that stuff.
I don't think you will. My mom still loves roller coasters. She's always been, like, a roller coaster fan.
And then the next, no, 2 days later, we did a zip line. And I was like, oh, this will be fun. And it was not as much fun.
Really?
Yeah, because you're just going on a line to the end of the line. There's no, like, drops and ups.
Aren't you going pretty fast, though?
Yeah. You're not going 68 miles an hour.
I only want to go 68 miles an hour in a car. Where I've got, like, a body of metal surrounding me.
It was beautiful because the sights around it. But other than that, I was like, this was not worth it. It was $60 for two of us to go once.
Wow,
not worth
crazy.
It at all. But we did it. It was cool. Got to hang out with the family. And then I came back for less than 12 hours. Hopped on a plane and went to Fort Worth for my birthday weekend to hang out with the boyfriend who was working.
How did that go?
It was awesome. It was awesome. It was just nice to be around him and, like, hang out. I woke up Saturday, my birthday, and I was like, I want to feel pretty today. I want to feel like a princess. Mm-hmm. So I want to go get my hair done. I just want him to, like, deep condition it and blow it out, right? So I called down to the concierge, and I was like, where's the closest hair salon? And they're like, well, the closest good one, it's an Aveda salon, which I love.
Right.
It's about a 30-minute walk. I'm like, I can do that. So I make my appointment, and Steve's like, well, I'll go with you. He kind of went back and forth. I was like, okay, cool. So we start walking, and it's going to be a straight shot down this 7th in Fort Worth.
30-minute walk?
Yeah. But, like, we had nothing else to do. It was a nice day out, nice warm day, and it would be fine. Well, halfway through the walk, the bridge that is supposed to be straight shot through is not finished. So we, like, have to detour, and we don't know where we're going. It was crazy. I ended up getting sunburnt. I was sweaty.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't want to drive, because after I got all dolled up, like, I wouldn't want to be out in the sun walking back.
Well, we had thought maybe we'd take a cab back, like, once I feel pretty. But then once it was done, we're like, oh, we'll go ahead and walk back. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't
have done. Definitely took a nap before we enjoyed our evening of fun.
Did you get to have the Barbie pink drink that I sent you?
Yes, that's all I drank. But it was not as pink as it showed in the picture.
Oh.
I would have taken a picture. It was more of a, like, off orange.
Oh, that stinks. But was it good?
It was. Okay. It was delicious.
That's all that counts.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I didn't get smashed, but I got a little tipsy, and it was fun.
Good.
I think the worst part of my trip was the luggage issue.
Which you guys always seem to have luggage issues.
Yeah, I think it's because Steve travels a lot, so it happens a lot more to him.
Right, the odds.
Yeah. So on my way to Missouri, I luckily packed, like, not a lot of cool clothes, but clothes that I would feel comfortable in, because I'm hanging out with family. I'm not there to walk a runway or anything. But I get to Kansas City, and my luggage is not there. And I was staying 4 hours south of Kansas City. So they're like, well, Tuesday's the earliest it'll probably get there. So I had to, like, I'm like, do I go shopping at the mall? I'm like, no. I'm just going to go to Walmart. I'm going to get, you know, leggings and tank tops and get some, like, fill-in makeup. I ended up spending, like, $150. And I was shopping Walmart clearance racks. Like, I got a cool Barbie t-shirt for $3.
But see, I think about not just the clothes, but all of the other things I would need.
Yeah, I had to buy, like, a cheap $20 straightener.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it fried my hair. That's why I had to go get a deep conditioning a few days later. It was a mess. So I saved all my receipts, and I'm going to hopefully get some
reimbursement.
Yeah, I just need to find the time. Because back at work today, it's like balls to the wall. I can say that. That's not unladylike. so busy, and we're having some construction done in our office.
Oh,
we're getting bigger desks, which is awesome, but the whole packing up our current desks is driving me insane. And I'm not gonna lie, I haven't taken the change pills all during my vacation. I took 3 today, and I'm wired. And if
Why'd
you guys
you
don't
three?
Know what the change pills they're a mix of raspberry ketones and a couple other supplements that help you not be hungry.
All natural supplements.
Yeah, it's all natural. Because that's what I was taking before I left. Two
You're
in the morning.
You're supposed to take two.
You can take up to 4 a day.
Oh.
And I was taking 2 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon.
I'm just
And
doing
I'm
the
like,
two.
Wee, I can take on the world right now.
I just do the 2 because I just.
Yeah.
I don't, like, it suppresses my appetite so much that I feel like if I added another one in, I just wouldn't eat.
That probably would help me.
I don't know that it's healthy. I think, like, I need to find my appetite again.
I love food too much. We're contemplating the Atkins diet, and then I don't know.
I'm thinking about the juicing.
Yes.
I finally found out that I don't need to go buy a new juicer. I have my Ninja, and it actually can be a juicer.
Just make sure you do your research. Because, like, with the Atkins, like, there's supplements I need to take in order to prevent my body from being like, hey, what the F?
I've been reading about it, and I don't know. It's just, I feel like the only reason I won't do it is because there's a lot of preparation involved, and I'm kind of one of those,
it's high maintenance.
Yeah, like, I would literally have to make my breakfast, my lunch, you know, pack in the morning, and kind of, like, I'd have to prepare ahead of time. I'm kind of one of those, like, last minute, like, let's throw this stuff in my lunchbox and get out the door.
I'm the same way. My alarm goes off at 4:45. Between 4:45 and 5, I'm packing my lunch. I could not juice in that time period.
Well, yeah, and, like, our apartment's small and Joey's sleeping. Like, I feel like he'd kill me if I had the juicer running. Like,
morning, honey! That would rock.
I'd have to actually do everything at night. I don't know. It sounds like a lot of preparation, but maybe my mornings would go more smooth if I did that.
Yeah, right. No.
No.
It would be hell in your apartment.
Yeah, it would.
So what's going on in the world?
I don't know. This sounds so selfish, but I haven't been paying attention to the world.
Wow. Wow.
That sounds really horrible when I say that out loud.
So, Hillary Rodham Clinton, are you a fan?
Nope.
Okay. Well, she's getting the documentary treatment. They're doing a documentary on her life.
Because somebody cares.
Yeah. It's going to go over her professional and personal lives, probably only the stuff that she wants you to see. It's going to be starring Diane Lane, who is much prettier than Hillary Clinton. So, good for Hillary.
It's not really...
It's a miniseries. What?
Oh, I gotcha. So I thought Hillary Clinton was going to play herself
no,
in it.
That makes, no. Okay. And I hear it's going to be released right before Hillary makes her announcement that she's going to run for the 2016 presidential election. So I'm sure it's going to be like a twist of the positive things in her life. There will be no like Willie Gate or anything like that.
Yeah. I have such strong opinions on that.
So what do you think of Hillary for president?
As a female, and I can say this because I'm a female, it is not sexist because I'm a female, I don't think a female should run our country. We're emotionally unstable. Agreed. And I know that she's probably the closest thing to a dude in the female version.
Ouch.
But I'm just going to, like, it's a known fact that our hormones go crazy a couple times a month. Like, we should not be, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, we work with 4 girls in 1 small office.
And you see how we are.
There are days where I just keep my headphones in and I do not communicate because either I'm cranky or someone else is throwing out the cranky vibes.
So at least, like, once a week. At least.
There's like maybe 5 days a month that we can all like be cool.
Yeah.
And no Mondays.
What I don't need is somebody who has their hormones raging. And wait, isn't she close to the age where she's probably going menopausal?
Probably.
Yeah, that's throwing a whole nother basket into that mix.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't need somebody making major decisions for me
and that's
and my
even
life
taking
here.
Taking account like the whole Benghazi. Wasn't she wrapped up in that whole drama?
I don't even know because I'm just not a fan. But I don't want someone making
huge
decisions. Yeah, when they're I don't know what their hormones are like that day. Yeah. Nope, I'm not for it. Not for it. And I would say that from any standpoint, like, I don't care what party you are. I don't care if I agree with, I could agree with all of your political beliefs, but I still think that as a female, you should not be running the country. I'm sorry.
Because we're crazy. We are crazy.
We are.
Ask any of the men in our life.
And
women.
Yeah. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Let's switch gears to an awesome female who I've always liked. Leah.
Okay.
I don't pronounce her name right. It's Rimini or something.
Rimini.
She was on King of Queens, and that's when I fell in love with her. But then I found out she was a part of Scientology, and I kind of questioned my love for her, but now I love her again because she has exited that church and has given some good reasons as to why she has.
I'm really excited that she – because quite a few people have exited –
Right.
Like Katie Holmes the one no longer associates herself with Scientology. But she's the only one that has like the balls to speak up about it. And I'm happy because from what I don't know much about it, but I feel like it's like a cult from the outside looking in.
Well, she says that she decided to leave the church after she was heavily interrogated for raising questions about the whereabouts of the Church of Scientology's leader, David Whatever's wife, Shelley. So I guess Shelley had been MIA, and Leah started asking why, and they told her she was not in a status where she needed to know.
And she said she was like, everybody should be able to ask, should be able to question things.
Yeah, so go her. That's awesome. Yeah. Life's too short to...
Now, I can't picture her husband. He's not someone...
No. I've seen pictures of him and seen his name, and yeah, I don't recognize her.
Because she said that even though she's done with it, she still is like close with her family. It's not affecting...
Right. But I think if you leave, like, you're supposed to be exiled.
Right, they were saying that followers were pushed to disconnect from certain family members. Right. I mean,
crazy.
I don't know.
Miley Cyrus got naked.
It's only a matter of time.
But have you noticed there's a lot of celebrities getting naked for different things lately? Like, there was a Sports Illustrated issue where a lot of, like, sports people
they do that every year.
Yeah.
It's called the body issue.
Yeah, and then there was, like, another chick magazine that also did it, and Miley took her clothes off for a cause called Protect the Skin You're In,
which is all about isn't it for skin cancer and not tanning, and yeah, it's for melanoma research to raise awareness. So yeah,
and it's headed by fashion designer Marc Jacobs. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking here at the picture, and it's very tasteful.
Yeah, it's definitely tasteful. And other celebrities have done things for like PETA.
Like Heidi Klum, Pam Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for once, Miley's making good news. Maybe she'll get normal again. I don't know.
I think we're putting too much, giving her too much credit.
So you got to give me some credit. I haven't been like blowing up our time with Big Brother talk.
That's true.
And I'm freaking obsessed with this show. And this show has kind of gotten some heat because a couple of the house guests are throwing out some racially crappy comments. Now, the premise of Big Brother, they take 16 house guests this season, lock them in a house. They have no access to television. They don't have books outside of the Bible. They no way to contact the outside world. And there are tons of cameras, like, documenting their every move.
And it's a 24-hour feed, right?
Yes, yes. Which rocks because when I do have spare time, I can log on and see what the house guests are doing. But then it airs 3 times a week, so you can catch up. And each week they nominate a head of household, or they don't nominate. Each week a head of household takes power of the house. Mm-hmm. That person takes the power by winning a competition. Then that head of household nominates 2 people for eviction. Then there's been the MVP twist this year where at first America voted on who the MVP would be, and that would be a person in the house, and that person decided a third nominee. But then the last couple weeks they've let America decide who the third nominee has been. So there's 3 people that are put up for eviction each week. They have a competition where they can play for power of veto, and if they win that, they can take themselves or someone else off the block, and then someone else has to be nominated. So then it comes down to Thursdays where they vote, the house guests vote on who they want to be nominated. That was just my rundown, and you look very confused.
So this is an every day of the week thing?
It doesn't happen every day, every week, that whole situation
happens. But I'm saying the show is on every day of the week.
It's only on 3 days a week.
That's a lot to commit to.
It really is, but I love it. But this time of year, you got to think there aren't that many shows on.
For you, baby.
It's gotten better the last couple years, but the summer I started watching Big Brother, 1, I didn't have cable, and 2, there was nothing else on. It was all reruns.
Oh.
And so I had bunny ears on my TV, and
I just can't commit to that many days a week.
It
that's a lot.
Anyway, so a couple of the house guests have been very like racist in their comments, and so it's been like this big thing. And at the beginning of each episode, or at the beginning of when you log into live feeds, it's like, this is a reality show. CBS, which is the station it's on, can't take fault for what is said. Well, finally. Do you hear that? It's like music in the background. Doo-doo, Do you hear that?
I hear it.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so the president of CBS, his name is Les Moonves, says that the social experiment that is CBS's Big Brother includes appalling behavior this season, but the network has responded appropriately. Some contestants have been caught on the reality show's 24-hour-a-day internet feed making boorish and racially insensitive remarks, and some were aired on one of the show's episodes. He said Monday, which was today, that the incidents unfortunately reflect how certain Americans feel. CBS responded with an on-screen disclaimer saying that the network didn't condone or share the contestants' views. The executive has a unique connection to the series because his wife, Julie Chen, is the host.
So I just, what I think is frustrating is Americans want reality TV, right? And
but they don't want reality.
But they don't want reality. They complain about that. And then on the flip side, when they find out that, oh my God, like, do you remember what a big deal it was when people found out, like, Laguna Beach and all of those shows were actually, like, The Hills were actually scripted? Yeah. It was like, oh my God, we're being lied to about reality TV. Mm-hmm. But then when you get reality, you complain about that too. So it's like, what the hell do you want? Do you want real or do you want scripted?
Well, a couple of the house guests that did make these comments have lost their jobs outside of the house. They don't know it because they're locked away. They're not going to know it until they get out.
But I think that's, I mean, but any show that you're willing to put yourself on air, you have to understand that some corporations, depending on how you act, are not going to want you to work there.
But
because you are a direct, even if the company says, like, even though like CBS is saying, okay, we don't share their views, it's still, you're a direct reflection of that company. You're
right.
That company would be seen as condoning that, regardless of whether they believe it or not. So I don't know. I agree with freedom of speech, but you have to be smart about what you do.
As an HR person, though, say one of our employees went to go be on one of these shows and they were saying this, how could we legally terminate them?
Right. Well, because, I mean, employment's always at will, one.
But.
And two.
Couldn't they come back and freedom of speech?
Not really. I mean, a company doesn't ever need a reason to fire you.
Yeah.
Technically, if your employment's at will.
So many people are so Sue happy. I was just wondering.
But it's the same thing about, like, it's the same thing about having, like, a social networking policy, right? Like, yeah, it's your social network. Yeah, it's on your time. But at the same thing, you have to remember you are representing your company. And
right.
That's why, you know, you have to be smart about it. If you really value your job, you probably wouldn't do stuff like that.
Yeah, it would be dumb. It would be dumb.
There's a reason I didn't sign up for Jersey Shore. I'm just kidding.
Whatever. You would have been on that show in a minute.
No, I have a dad, and yeah, not doing it.
Funny. All right, so let's do we do lists every week. We really do.
We do.
About different things that we read and find to be interesting. So this week we're going to go over 7 romantic movie cliches that women crave in real life. And I agree with most of these. And they never happen. So men, take note. Freaking,
I don't know if I
just
agree with
do
all
it.
Of them.
So, and most of these are overused scenes that you've seen in many films.
Yeah, like pretty much every chick flick.
Right. So I'll start off with 1, kissing in the rain. In dozens of romance films, the girls stand outside with the love of their life, not caring about the rain soaking her designer outfit because she's with the man she loves. But in real life, you'd be concerned about your hair getting wet after you spent hours making it look presentable, but the movies make kissing in the rain look desirable. Who wouldn't want to see their hunky boyfriend drenched in water like he just came out of the shower? Would you like to see Joey drenched in water?
No. Not if it means I have to be outside getting drenched in water, too.
Even if it was for in-the-moment, passionate kissing?
No. I'm good. I don't like to be in the rain longer than I want to be. It's cold. I look like a wet dog. Like, that is not in-the-moment romantic.
You don't have my hair.
But I've got hair.
But my hair is freaking awful.
I'm not down for the kissing in the rain one. That is one that I would just, I'd be like, can we just take this inside? Like, we're 5 steps away from the door. Let's just wait.
Dear Lord. All right. The next cliche that women want in real life
is the airport scene. So you decide to move away from your hometown because nothing's keeping you there. and arrive at the airport or train station. Before your vehicle leaves, the love of your life runs to find you and begs you not to go. He admits how he feels for you, tells you he can't live without you, and you decide to live happily ever after.
Aww.
As overused as the scene is, it'd be nice to have someone care enough to want you to say. So, and it says, although with the help of cell phones, he could skip the running and just give you a call.
True.
Yeah.
What
when
do you
I
think?
Saw airport scene, I was thinking more of the girl gets off the plane and the guy's waiting for her at luggage and she just goes running into his arms.
With a sign and a dozen roses in his hand.
I was like, I would be down for that cliche because, you know, Joey and I have been traveling more separately for work. So, that would be really cool. But this one.
You could do with that again?
Well, I mean, I moved away from my hometown with him, so.
Right.
He didn't really have to beg me to stay. He had to beg me to go.
Number three, the Ferris wheel. Well, first of all, you said you don't like roller coasters. How do you feel about Ferris wheels?
I love Ferris wheels.
Okay, good. Your boyfriend decides to take you on a fun night out, and you end up on the Ferris wheel. Even if you're afraid of heights, you feel safe because of whom you're sitting beside. When you reach the top, you look down at the beautiful scenery and then share an amazing kiss. If you're a fan of The Notebook, you might want your guy to be more of a daredevil and climb over the bars, but to be safe, he should stick to the kiss.
Yeah, Joey doesn't like Ferris wheels. They're too slow for him, so.
Dang.
We've definitely done, a Ferris wheel ride, but.
Did you make out at the top?
I don't think so.
Lie.
I really don't.
I've never made out on a Ferris wheel. Steve, he's got easy marks.
You guys just missed it. The Arapahoe Carnival was here this week, or county fair, or something like that.
I saw that every time I was on E-470.
Yep.
All right, the next one.
Number four is We Are the Champions.
I love
Sticking
that
with
song.
The carnival theme, who wouldn't want their man to win them an oversized stuffed animal that will collect dust in their room? Winning a carnival game is meant to impress you and show that your guy has talent. If it takes him 20 tries to win you that cute bear with a bow tie, it shows dedication. He wants to make you smile, even if it means paying more to play the game than the cheap toy costs. Every time you look at the bear in your room, you'll be reminded of how sweet your man is.
Has Joey ever won you a stuffed animal?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, how much did he have to pay for that stuffed animal?
I don't think it was much. Okay. I'm trying to remember. It was a really long time ago that he won it for me.
Before they were rigged?
Yeah. And I was like, as happy as a clam in the sand. Like, I was just
Do you
like,
still have it?
Uh-huh. I
Aww.
Do. It's like a little pink stuffed elephant.
Aw, that's uh-huh. sweet.
I love it.
And number five, cooking cuteness. We've all seen that montage where a girl and a guy whip up something in the kitchen. Music plays in the background while they throw some ingredients in a bowl and some flour at each other. Even if the food turns out to be inedible, it doesn't matter because making it was so much fun. There's something romantic about the helping each other in the kitchen. When you're finished, you can keep the whipped cream for some additional fun in the bedroom. Mm. Ooh la la. Now, I have a problem with this because I want my cooking to be good. So I'm very focused on get out of my way. I have to put a fourth of this and a tablespoon of this. I need to let it go and just throw flour at Steve.
So I've learned that you have to do it with easy things. So do what? I let Joey in the kitchen when I'm making homemade sauce? No, he can taste the sauce at the end, but certain things. So for instance, one thing that we always make together is tacos, and Joey will joke that he is the best tomato dicer in the world. Because when
that takes
we,
skill. I always smash them.
Well, when we make tacos, his job is the cutting the tomatoes, shredding up the lettuce, the cheese, getting all of that together. And so it's it's one of the only times we're in the kitchen together. I mean, there are other times where we are, but that's one of the ones where we can have fun and I can actually trust that the tomatoes are going to get diced okay. And if not, they're still going to be fine on the tacos.
You know what scene comes to mind? When you're in the kitchen, you're cooking, you're playing music, and you stop and dance with each other. Have you ever done that?
No.
You guys have dance parties all the time.
We have dance parties, but our kitchen's barely big enough for the two of us.
Well, that's enough room to slow dance.
But I can't think of a movie where I've seen the girl and guy cook together.
It'll come to us. It'll come to us after.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I always see the ones where the girl's cooking and the guy comes up behind her.
Or the guys cooking.
Yeah.
All right, number six.
Number six is stargazing. Whether you're sitting on a picnic blanket out on the grass or on the hood of your car, stargazing is a romantic activity. If it's cold out, you get to snuggle to keep warm. If it's hot out, you can snuggle anyway. Looking up at something so beautiful while spending time with the one you love makes for a memorable evening. When you're apart, you can look at the sky and remember the night you shared.
Have you guys stargazed together?
No.
You've lived in the cities. Like, there's not a lot of stars to be seen.
Even without. Like, we've gone camping, but we've never taken the time to stargaze.
You really should. It's very romantic. It makes you feel very small.
It's too slow for us. Like, we're like one of those, like, couples. Like, when we go on vacation, we don't ever, like, relax on the beach together. We're like, go, go, go. Like, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Like, we just.
Like I was on my vacation.
Yeah. It's very rare that we ever just, like, unless it's for, like, maybe an hour or two, that we just, like, lay around by the pool or something like that.
You got to work on that. Life's too short to be busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, but I could lay by the pool when I'm too old to do all the stuff that I do now.
You're crazy. So we're going through the list of 7 movie cliches that every woman wants in real life. And we have come to the conclusion that not every woman wants all of these. But I bet there's women out there that want some of them.
Sure.
And we're at 7. It's jumping into his arms. Before I read any further, I am 5'8". I have never felt comfortable jumping into any man's arms because I feel very tall. And I feel like I might not get caught. So you as a little person.
Thank you. You make me sound like an elf.
Have you done this?
Yes.
Joey's not a big man.
No, but he's strong enough to.
See, I just never.
I do this all the time.
I feel like I can step on more people than more people that could catch me. That doesn't make any sense.
And
but
so this jumping into his arms, that was what I was thinking of when I saw the airport one. But this is actually what, like, I would want. But I just all the time, I'll just stand on our ottoman. So, like, I'm a little bit taller in the living room.
Aww.
And I'll just, like, I'll be like, come here. And I just, like, lunge.
Has he ever not caught you?
No.
See, that would make me feel fat.
No.
Actually, I think when I was, like, 15 or 16, I tried lunging into a guy's arms, and he didn't catch me, and it screwed me up for the rest of my life.
I could understand. That would be, like,
I'm tall.
Traumatic.
I'm too tall. So, in movies, when two lovers haven't seen each other, they reunite by running and jumping into each other's arms. The girl kicks up her legs, and the guy spins her around. When he puts her back down, they share a passionate kiss. They're overjoyed by the sheer sight of each other. So, long as your man doesn't drop you. See? The act is beyond romantic. But I don't think I could ever let a guy do this. Not unless he's like 6'8", and I'm in love with Steve, and he's not growing anymore. So it's not going to happen.
I think any guys that you would be in love with at this point are probably past the growing stage, unless you're going like super, super young.
And I'm not going to. Yeah. So hopefully you'll all have some movie moments in your life. If you have any additional scenes that you're thinking of that you want to share, like the ghost, the movie Ghost, when they're, like, molding the clay. Is that movie too old for you?
I know that I've seen it, but I can't say I recall it.
Where they're, like, she's, like, molding clay, and he comes up behind her, and they just, like, start getting all sexy time while they mold clay. No?
Okay. Nope.
It's one of the most romantic scenes ever in a movie. You gotta work on it. Google.
Yeah.
So, we're at 33 minutes.
Go us.
Yeah. Thanks for coming down to my basement. Yeah,
absolutely.
That sounds creepy. Thanks for listening to us, guys. And keep on listening. Keep sharing with your friends. We're on Facebook at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. We're on Twitter, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're just every freaking where. So keep listening. Keep sharing with your friends. And we don't hear a lot from you. We see that you're listening. But let us know what you think.
Yeah, what you like, what you don't like, what you want more of.
Do you want more pictures? Since we don't have the camera anymore, should we be taking more pictures, like random pictures with wine? I don't know. Let us know what you want to see. And we'll be back next Monday.
We will.
Every Monday. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. And his face lost all expression. Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up. Count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.